have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yeah. You know what? I welcome you guys to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And you know what? I know it has been one long week. But here we are again. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it all the time. Matter of fact, thank you. I say it all the time. But you know what? I really do mean it this time. And I'm going to try not to get emotional. It's not like I didn't mean it the last time or that last time I said that it was going to be the last time. But I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Tell you what, what a week we've had. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to redo the disclaimer, which merely states, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you because I don't have no problems. I got problems, but they're not like your problems. There's nothing wrong with me. Y'all crazy. Y'all need help. And that's what I do. I help. It's kind of my thing. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out the visionary, the woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson, and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I use to help so many people in need. Elation Magazine, catch the wave. It's getting bigger and better. I'm telling you, it's spreading like wildfire. Now, let's get right into it. First and foremost, I just want to take a moment to send my heartfelt prayers out to victims of these senseless and mass shootings, racially charged, in Buffalo, New York, also the mass shooting that took place in California. Our prayers go out to the victims and their families. May God continue to bless you and please wrap his arms around you and pull you close to his bosom. Give you strength and comfort in this very trying time. Well, they say laughter is the best medicine, so let me see if I can give you some medicine, okay? This is Joke Night, Sunday with Nuts, with your boy Dre. Now, again, I like to tell people a little bit about myself because I like to get into the heart of the matter of things. And I want you all to know a little piece of me, so I like to share. Now, of course, I'm doing good, and I've been blessed. God is blessing me. But I wasn't always like this. I didn't always have it like this. I grew up poor. I didn't have much. Me and my family, we didn't have much at all. We was poor. Matter of fact, we was poorer than poor. We were so poor we couldn't even afford to owe. We was just, and I'm telling you, me, my two brothers, my mom, my daddy, five of us, I tell you what, it was rough for us. Matter of fact, when I was 4 years old, my dad left home. Yeah, daddy left home. Me, my two brothers, my mom and daddy just left home. Yeah, now, he didn't run out and desert us. I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea. He didn't run out and desert us and just leave us. Fact of the matter is, we made him leave. We put him out. He was voted off the island because he was the biggest one in the house, eating up most of the food. We couldn't afford him. He was no longer in the budget. Now, when I was 6 years old, y'all, I was kidnapped. Snatched out of the heart of the ghetto. These men, they put me in this van, and they took me to this undisclosed location. They sent me to chair with my hands tied behind my back. One of the kidnappers asked for permission to call my mama so he could ask for a ransom. And I gave him my mama's number. He called my mama. This is what the kidnapper said. He said, "Hello, Mrs. Ivy." I heard my mama say, "Yes, this is her. This is a kidnapper. And we got little DeAndre here. And we're thinking about killing him, hurting him, or dismembering him. Now, if you ever want to see your baby boy alive again, you will have to pay." I heard my mama scream through the phone, "Don't hurt my baby, please. Don't hurt my baby." Kidnapper say, "Shut up. Now, you got exactly 24 hours to come up with $13.62. Y'all, that ain't what hurt my feelings, the lowball price. What hurt my feelings is when the kidnapper hung up, he turned to me and said my mama had the nerve to ask, could he hold a check for 2 weeks? That's Poe, right? That's Poe, right? That is Poe. But see, that's in my past. That don't affect the type of person I am today because I'm a good person. I like helping people and doing good deeds. Get an example of one of my good deeds. I was riding home a couple of nights ago. I was on I-65 South, headed into Louisville, Kentucky. And it was about 11:15 at night. happened to see a man on the side of the road. He's on the side of the road with his hand out, thumb up, hitchhiking, happened to be white. I don't care if you're white. My good needs know no color. I help everybody. I figure that time of night is dangerous. Anything can happen to them. There's a lot of crazy people out there, y'all. Crazy as it may. I figure I'm going to help him out. I'm going to give him a ride. I pull the car over. And as he's walking to get into the car, I say, Lord, wherever he goes, wherever he asks to take him, that's where I'm going to take him. Wherever he's going, that's where I'm going to take him. No matter where it is, I don't care. I'm going to take him. He gets into the car, closes the door. I look at him. I said, sir, where can I take you? Where are you headed? This is what he said to me. He said, nowhere in particular, sir. You see, I'm homeless. Good God Almighty. Homeless. Being a man of my word, I drove 10 feet. I slammed on the brakes. I said, I believe this is you then. That made him mad, but what really ticked him off is when I stuck my hand out for some gas money, y'all. You just can't help folk nowadays. Don't nobody appreciate nothing. And see, I love everybody. And I get confused with all this hate and all this turmoil based on different colors and races and religions and ethnicities. I love everybody. I try to treat everybody the same. See, I lived in an all-black neighborhood. Well, it was all black until about 3 months ago. 3 months ago, white family moved right next door. Yeah. I welcome him and his wife and kids with open arms. Now, pros and cons. When a white family moves into an all-black neighborhood, pro. White man moves into a black neighborhood 3 months ago and immediately started a neighborhood watch. In-home burglaries are down 100%. That's a pro. Con. Last 3 months, my family's had no secondary income. You take the good with the bad, folks. You take the good with the bad. But see, I've been a victim of unadulterated and unmitigated racism. Tell you what happened to me. About 4 days ago, I got a little raise at my job, almost a whole 15 cents an hour. And so I figured, you know, I'm big money now. I'm rolling it. I'm balling swish. I figure I'm going to treat myself to a fancy restaurant and a really good meal. So I decided I'm going to go and treat myself to this high-class restaurant. Yeah, and you know how you know it's high-class because they had a buffet. Now, I'm at this buffet, and I'm getting my food. When I look around and notice that I am the only person of color in the entire establishment, it don't bother me none. I mean, I've been around white folks before. So I'm just getting my food at this buffet like everybody else. I ain't saying nothing to nobody. Just minding my own business. Went out of nowhere. The manager and two waitstaff, they come from the back. Grab me, wrestle with me. Throw me out the front door. I land on the ground. The manager stands in the doorway and points his finger towards my face and say, don't you ever come in my restaurant again. I don't want your kind in here no more. No, I ask you. Was it the way I was dressed? Was it the color of my skin? Was it my hair? Was it that big duffel bag I was stuffing all that food into? Racism, y'all. It's gripping the nation, and it's so uncalled for. Well, see, again, I try not to let that affect me because I'm a good person at heart. And I strive to be better day by day. You know, on this journey of life, I've been doing a lot of soul searching and things like that. And I found that this country, there is a racial divide. But not only is there a racial divide, there is a divide in intelligence and stupidity. And some people out there, they live in intelligence, but there are some that are living in stupidity. I'm going to tell you what happened to me, y'all. I'm going to tell you what happened. I went to church because I've been going to different churches, and I've been trying to find a new church home. I went to this one church, and I'm not going to call the name, but it's a huge church, one of the biggest church in the whole city. And, I was sitting there and toward the back because I got there a little late, overslept. But sitting in the back of this huge church, and I tell you what, man, the choir is singing, and they singing so good, and, man, I'm enjoying the choir. Then the preacher gets up, and he's preaching, and I'm enjoying the word. And as he's closing out, before he closed out the service and dismissed, he asked three people to come up to the front. Come up to the front and tell them what you need. And Jesus will give it to you. Whatever you need, come to the front of the church, and God's going to supply that need. So I got up, and as I got up, I noticed there were two women that got up and walked to the front with me. So that's how I stood. And so you got the two women, you got me. We're standing in line. He goes to the first lady. He asks the lady, what is it that you want? What is it that you need? She whispers in his ear. He says, well, if you got a faith offering, God will get it for you. So she reached in her purse. She pulled out a $100 bill. Whispered in his ear, I guess what she needed. Ran over. She fell out. Oh, Lord Jesus. Went to the second woman. Same thing. What is it that you need? She went into her purse, pulled out a $50 bill. Whispered to his ear. He started praying. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. She fell out. Finally, he got to me, and once he got to me, he so he got to me, and when he got to me, he had the nerve to ask me for a faith seed of faith. And so I reached in my pocket, I pulled out a $20 bill, handed it to him, and I whispered in his ear what I needed. All of a sudden, was something back to me. And you know what? I started hollering and shaking and screaming and crying, Lord. Well, as it turns out, all three of us came to around the same time. I asked the first lady, I said, wait a minute, what did he tell you? First lady said, I gave him $100. I said, I need my husband to come back home. And what he did was he prayed and said that when you get home, your husband's going to be there waiting on you. And I just started crying and shouting. I said, thank you, Jesus. That's the second one. I said, well, what about you? She said, I reached in my purse. He gave me a $50 bill. He asked me what I need. I said, well, I need my son to get off drugs. And he said, your son is through with drugs. Matter of fact, tomorrow he's going in rehab. I said, oh, my God. She said, yes, Lord. And I just couldn't contain myself. Thank you, Jesus. So then I'm still shook up. I'm bawling. I'm boohooing like a baby. Jesus. They both said, what? What did you say? What did you tell me you were? I said, oh, he asked me. So it's a seed of faith. And so I reached in my pocket. I gave him a $20 bill. He asked me what I needed. I told him. And then he said, ah. I said, what did he say? I said, ah, I can't tell you. It was horrible what he said. He said, what? They said, what? I said, well, I gave him $20. I told him what I needed. He looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, but the church don't give no change. Jesus. How am I going to get home, Lord? How am I going to pay for this church's chicken, three pieces of biscuit, Lord? That is crazy, y'all. That's one of the differences between intelligence and stupidity. I should have took change with me before I went there. That way, I'd have gave my $5 and I'd have been good. But I'm going to tell you one thing. In times like these, we do need to take a look in the mirror and change ourselves first before we try to change the world. Now, I'm going to give you some helpful hints of things you can change. that will, if you change these about you, I'm telling you, you can change the world. When you look in the mirror, the first thing you need to change is your attitude. I got a bad attitude sometimes. The reason why I know I got a bad attitude is because there's some things that get to me and get up under my skin. I'm going to give you an example of just some of the things that get to me and get under my skin, because I'm not perfect. Again, God's not through with me yet. Some of the things get under my skin. When I lend you money and you say you're going to give it to me Friday and Tuesday, come Friday, don't make it impossible to find you. And then when I do find you, you got attitude. I'm going to give you a little funky $40, DeAndre. See, Wiz, I don't even know why you worry about it. It ain't like you need it. How you know what I need? Huh? How you know what I need? I got attitude about that. First of all, quit calling my money names. My money ain't funky. Okay? And I do need it. I need it to be in my pocket. I got attitude about certain things. I do. First of all, I've seen some 2 weeks ago. I should have brought it up. I've seen a man cross the street downtown in front of the police station. The light was red, and he was waiting for the walk sign to come on, but I guess it took too long, and he started walking across the street. He got to the other side to arrest him for jaywalking. First of all, That's a lie. I got an attitude about it. How are they going to arrest him for jaywalking and his name Ronald? I know that man. That was Ronald. That was not no Jay. So he got the wrong man. They had the wrong person. I don't know what this Jay looked like, but that was Ronald. That was Ronald Johnson, and he was my friend. And as soon as I come up with $137, I'm going to bail him out. That was my friend. That's Ronald Johnson. His name wasn't Jay. I know him. I had attitude about that. Again, certain things I got attitude. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I got attitude about people with bad kids. And act like they don't know they're bad. I got attitude about that. You bring your kids around my. Bring your kids around me. Huh? Bring them on my house. Let them start jumping on my furniture. Tell them I don't do that. Then you give me the side eye like, why are you talking to my kid like that? Okay. Try this. The next time you bring your little bad kids on my house, they jump on my couch, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to walk into the other room, come back with a socket wrench, and hit him in the ankle. I bet that'll fold him up and set him down. I got attitude with people with bad kids that act like they don't know they're bad. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Tell you what, I got attitude about different things. I'm telling you, I got attitude about different things. You know what I got attitude about? I got attitude with these parents that get their kids in these new joints, these $200 pairs of new joints, and the kid can't even read or write. Can't spell their own name. They've been held back 4 or 5 years in school, but they got the new joints on every time they come out. And here's the thing. You stand in line for 7 or 8 hours to get the new joints for your little bad kids, your little stupid kids. What's wrong with you? I got attitude about that. Why are you rewarding stupidity? Because you're stupid. Huh? I got attitude about that. I do got attitude about that. Tell you what, man, God ain't through with me yet. I got attitude about certain things. I do. First of all, I got attitude with these babies running around with these snotty nose, okay? And the parents ignoring the snotty nose. And they just wait till it dry up. Then it looks like they got one of them doggone face masks, the mud mask, cracking on their face. Just face looks like it's cracking. Looks like a dirt road. They don't make no doggone sense. Wipe the nose in his face. His ass is disgusting. All this stuff going around. I got attitude about that. Tell you what, God ain't through with me. Please be patient with me. This one right here, I got attitude about it. I sure do. I got attitude about it. I got attitude being in the same room with somebody. I get up, go to go in the kitchen, and the next thing I hear is, what you in there doing? What am I want to do? What you worry about? If you were so concerned, why'd you just get up and go with me? Huh? I go in the bathroom. You ask me, what you in there doing? What do you think I'm doing? Huh? Bowling? I'm in the bathroom. I'm doing bathroom stuff. Get attitude about that. Get attitude about that. Please be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. I just got attitude. Tell you what, I got attitude about these old women. Old women, and I respect all women, especially these senior citizens. I respect them. I really do. I got attitude about these old women, okay, in church, standing up for 40 to 50 minutes. Look here. Ain't no problem with praying. Ain't no problem with giving God some good prayer, okay? But here's what I do got a problem with. If you're praying for 40 to 50 minutes, and you saying the same thing over and over for 40 to 50 minutes. Then you have to never start singing a praise song that they're making up along the way and ask you to help them with it. I got a problem with it. I got attitude about it. I got attitude about it. I got attitude about this. Show me the goodwill. And I ain't got an attitude about show me the goodwill. I got an attitude about show me the goodwill. And they never got the sizes in order. They never got the sizes in order. The medium should be with the medium. Large should be with the large. Small should be with the small. You got an attitude about it. I'm sorry. Please be patient with me. God's not finished with that. And finally, I got an attitude about Donald Trump. I got an attitude about Donald Trump. The reason why I got an attitude about Donald Trump, because he's stupid. He's ignorant. He's a fool. He's a clown. And he's a crook. Still allowed to walk around free with a pocket full of money. I got attitude about that. I got attitude about that. Say what he won't, do what he won't. Lie any kind of way he won't. I got attitude about that. And his face is orange. I got attitude about orange people. He's an alien. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I'm striving every day to be better and get better because I want better. Folks, now we come to the part of the show where we give you the church announcements. Now, I ask you to please join me as we get our praise on. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure that the body is, well, kept abreast of what's going on. We're all on one accord. There's no saint left behind. I'd like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-service sanctuary sermon, or maybe they don't have access to the Internet for the shut up and the locked away. Sifted it and shut it up. Amen. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person service in the sanctuary or watching as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they just didn't care about what I was saying. Let me tell you something. The next time I catch somebody sitting in the front of the church, dozing off, nodding off, I'm going to check your chin. I sure live. I'm going to check your chin with the Bible. I sure live. So that way you can't blame me as God. See, because I'm hitting you with the word. But yeah. I'm going to check your chair with the Bible. I sure am. If that don't wake you up, nothing will. If you won't fall asleep, be respectful. Get up and take your butt into the bathroom and lock yourself into the handicapped stall. It's enough room for you to even stretch out in there. Just make sure ain't nobody needs to use it with a handicap. And that's number one. Brother Michael is new to the church. Him and his wife and they two kids, they were here this Sunday before last, and they ain't been back. a lot of people had questions. Well, let me just stop the rumors. The reason why they ain't been back, to be quite honest, is because Brother Mike and his wife is crazy. They got problems for real. First of all, you joined church 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks. We ain't never heard of you. Ain't never seen you before then. You joined church 2 weeks ago, and the first thing you do, come on me in the first lady house, asking, can you borrow $400 to get your lights turned back on? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, we ain't going to give you no money to get your lights turned back on. We ain't known you that long. We don't trust you like that. Man, no, you ain't getting it. So he got an attitude. I don't care. Don't come here. And they ain't get no money from me. Oh, we'll pray about it, but we ain't going to pay about it. Get it? Pray on it, but not pay on it. Anyway, moving on. Announcement number two. Mother Pearline, look here, I know you 93 years old, but now I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you. I know you want to be independent, but enough is enough. We got to do something with you. We need to get you into some type of personal care or whatever, some assisted living. It scared me. I went over to the house to see her on Thursday, and I'm telling you, I'm glad I was there, because if I hadn't have been there, she'd have been dead. Okay? Mother Pearline then went in there and got her teeth out of the jar, her false teeth, and put them in backwards. She almost ate herself to death. Good God Almighty. If I wouldn't have been there and seen her and kicked her in her throat when she fell out, she'd have swallowed her teeth and died. We had to get her some help. Somebody got to be around her 24/7. Now, so number three. I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to play with y'all. A pot-bellied pig is not a service animal. Don't bring no more pot-bellied pigs in here, though. I'm going to have ham sandwiches for days. Quit playing with me in this church. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, but it is the announcement of the building fund. As you know, the building fund has so much to offer, a little bit of everything for everybody. Intrigue, suspense, horror, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, are you serious? This is what y'all wrote? As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, more than a few eyebrows. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. I ask you that all hears about our eyes are closed unless you're blind, and it really don't matter, does it? Seriously, for real. Hold on. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Fool, cough again and tell me. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to wrap your arms around us, hold us close to your bosom. Give us the strength we need to carry on. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You all have a blessed rest of your Sunday. I'll see you next week. More nuts with more Dre, because I'm a little bit hungry, eating a little bit of bite to eat, and I'm going to pick up just a little bit of weight. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I miss you already. And if I don't love you, somebody do. You guys take care. Have a good night.
Check this out, right? Check this out, right? Check this out, right? You'll never be ashamed of who you are. You serve God and serve God proudly. The fact is, you should be